Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. Calm Mind and Brain Make are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And Brain Make contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. Get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com is the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutraMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutraMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. John W. Spring. And John, we are working hard to try to see if we can get through the message to Donald Trump. It's obvious to me that he's either tone deaf or been surrounded by people like the Kelly filter used to have, that we can't get through to him so far. He's doing a number of things that I find obscene, recycling toxic water with hydrogen sulfide in Northern California, pushing genetically modified foods, and now that just came out, to take off regulations on GMO, and not long ago, pushing with Mick Mulvaney 5G network. Now, he's doing a lot of good things, too. I mean, he's trying to do something with the border, but he needs to go a lot further.
Yeah.
He needs to put up a cyber border first, which you can put up in 2 months, before he gets a physical wall up. Number two, he needs to clear out the drug cartels in Central and South America that are working with the SAD, Special Activity Division of the CIA, which, by the way, the sign of that was Fast and Furious, which means our government is directly collaborating with the drug cartels to get our cut. People don't know that. They don't understand also that there's powers that be that want a Middle Eastern war, and they want conflict. And I'm not completely certain yet that America wasn't somehow peripherally, or the British were involved with this thing in the Gulf of Oman. But things are obviously very possible, because I'm very suspicious of whether or not, for example, you have a timed meeting between the Prime Minister Abe of Japan and the mullahs, and at the same time a Japanese tanker is attacked in the Gulf of Oman. That sounds awfully suspicious.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so, and keep on, who's going to benefit? So, what I see happening is, firstly, we're the number one oil and gas producer in the world now. Number one oil, for sure. We have Russia not playing fair ball with us in terms of the nukes in La Chila Island and Punta Huerte. And we have China, not only after Biden's son got a big deal, he allowed them to weaponize the South China Sea Islands, which was stupid. But we have a situation where we have the Democrats attacking Trump and trying to do impeachment, which they know is never going to go anywhere. Even Pelosi in her pre-demented state knows that. But on the other hand, America, I don't believe, has full missile defense. And if we start any kind of war, most Americans are going to die. Yep. We don't realize that Russia gave their biological weapons to Iran and Syria. So if we get into a really ugly war, it won't just be nukes. It'll be biological weapons released. Super plagues. We don't have a rational approach to the idea that I agree with Israel taking out these missile silos in Syria that are aimed directly at the guts of Israel. But the idea of doing a preemptive attack on Iran is stupid. I think we could do lots of steps before then. And in fact, all we really want is validation on the ground that they're not going to enrich uranium and that we're going to continually monitor them so they don't create nukes. That's it. They can have their religious state. And as the population gets older and the mullahs start to get sick and old and die, the younger population will just change it back into a secular state again. I mean, that's just naturally what's going to happen. That 10 or 20 years from now, without a big freaking war, that'll happen. Because it was until we interfered and actually brought in not only fired Mossadegh and put in the Shah, but we replaced Shah with the British, French, and the CIA actually putting in Ayatollah Khomeini and the mullahs. We did it. We are the masters of chaos, us and the British, and their various agencies, including the French, were involved with that. People don't want to hear this. They're not going to hear it on, you know, Tucker Carlson or Coast to Coast Radio even. They're not even going to go deep enough. And they don't know the classified information about how, if you start this kind of conflict, it's a Pyrrhic victory. Yes, we have space-based and other weapons that can kill them really quickly. But dead is still dead, whether you're dead once or dead 10 times. And the problem is, if we start a great big war, we'll not only have a collapse of the human population in our major cities in the Western world, we'll also have a geoclimatic crash and probably push us into an ice age where we're in a solar minimum right now. And this means that the remaining population of Earth will die of starvation and being frozen to death. People don't get this, do they?
No, they don't, Dr. Deagle. And I wish they would. By the way, if I may interrupt, I have one bit of encouraging information. I don't know if you received the latest email that I sent out just about a half an hour ago, but
Let me look at it. See if it's here.
But while you're looking at it, it appears that the president is downplaying the oil tanker attacks at this time regarding Iran, and the only thing he is definitely concerned about is the uranium enrichment.
That's the only thing he should be concerned about. He shouldn't be concerned about the mullahs or all the other stuff. To be honest with you, economically, America holds all the cards.
Yes.
Economically, Iran, Russia, China are going to play ball with us, or else their economies are going to crumble and their population will starve to death. There's no need for war at all now. America has control, along with the British, in the setting of the price of gold and with Lord Evil Rothschild at his morning tea in Greenwich Mean Time in England. They have total control of the world economy. This idea that Russia and China are these rising superpowers with weapons is foolishness. They can never even start to use their weapons because we'll annihilate them and they'll annihilate us. It's a Pyrrhic victory. And the fact is, the real control, which is really concerning, and you can see the Chinese trying to do this, they want to control AI. Now, the latest thing I saw today, which is very scary, is the dawn of Libra, the Facebook's new most dangerous surveillance disruption of the world currency. And people need to understand this is the fact that America is leading in creating the Matrix. The Matrix is based in America. And the Matrix trumps nuclear weapons, chemical, biological weapons, the Antichrist system of the Internet of Things is where we're going, isn't it?
Sounds like somebody's trying to,
yeah. So that's where I think the people don't understand it. And in fact, the business moves of Trump are eventually, if he gets reelected, will completely force China, Russia, and these nations to fall at least into line. And only an accident will release some kind of advanced weapon. Because only a fool would try to take on America now, the peace nation with all the weapons we have. And I try to list some of the ones that the Russians and Chinese may not even be aware of. If they start a war with elves, they'll disappear so fast without even one missile or bullet, they won't know there ever was a nation of China or Russia. They'll cease to exist. They don't get it yet, do they?
No, they don't, Dr. Deagle. I wish they would, but unfortunately,
And the Muslims are nuts enough. They think they're going to bring about the Mahdi and convert the world to Islam and all this foolishness. And the Muslims are among what I call a form of religious psychotic delusionalism, just like the Christians think they're going to get raptured if things get bad. So don't worry about your debt or how much big a church you build or whatever. What I see happening, a lot of Americans are patriots. They think America is always good, America is always good. No, America is not always good. We are often the chaos master around the world. We're often involved with doing things with the British to do evil, to manipulate the world toward a state of chaos. Just like the PNAC documents, Project for the New American Century. These documents are open documents. People say, well, Dr. Deagle, that's your theory. I said, how about you just read? How about you read the damn documents and realize Agenda 2030, Vision 2050 is not my documents. Get the World Watch Institute book. Every year they come up with a new book every year and they tell you exactly what they're doing. Read the documents about the Pope agreeing with the control of gas and oil now. I mean, people need to start grasping that things are really, really bad, and we don't have to wait 7 years for things to go to hell in a handcart. They could go south here in a matter of a weekend, couldn't they?
Yes, they could.
But, you know, the Most High God is waiting for us. He's waiting for us to start praying and being spiritually prepared to not only live through this disaster, but also to die. To die in his arms so you go to heaven. But people aren't ready for that, are they? They're not prepared to realize that without God intervening, America will cease to exist. Without God intervening, most of humanity is going to die, and not only die physically, but separated from God forever. And that's what grieves me more, is not just the death of a nation, but the death of a people separated from God forever. That's what grieves me. It grieves me that the suffering that I've had to go through to be a Christian, and it's not like I want to get some kind of special recompense or award, it's just that it grieves me to know that there's nicer people than me that are going to hell. Let's put it that way. Nicer in terms of being personal people that do good works or whatever. And what concerns me is that we're trying to get through to Donald Trump because the man is well-intentioned. But he's delusional, isn't he? He's got bad advisors. He's got inadequate information. And luckily, yes, maybe something's getting through to him that maybe this seems so suspicious, it's stupid. Just like a year and a half ago, they tried to talk him, and I think it was General McMaster was trying to push him towards sending a quarter million troops into Syria because Assad was actually using chemical weapons against his own people. when we know the White Hats in Britain were actually staging this to try to push us toward staging a 250,000 troops in Syria and starting a great big freaking war in the Middle East. Luckily, there's kind of like something tugging on his heart. Maybe people are praying for Trump, that the man has got a little bit of a clue to say, you know, this smells bad. This looks really suspicious. I'm not going to push it. I just want the mullahs to stop enriching uranium. That's all I want. Don't concentrate on the ships in the Gulf of Oman. Concentrate on uranium. That's all you need to concentrate on, right?
Yes.
So your comments. Yes. Go ahead.
Well, Dr. Deagle, I found that information that was just released today is rather encouraging in two respects. First of all, it makes good sense, and it seems to be almost a carbon copy of my earlier letter sent out late last week. So possibly,
I post every one of those up on our site, and we also put it up on YouTube. And I'm sure some Intel people are reading these and watching them, saying, "You know, Trump, this looks awfully suspicious. Who's going to benefit from this? Do the British want to have a war there? I mean, the British were involved along with the French and the CIA to actually take out not only Mossadegh but also put in the Ayatollah Khomeini after they removed the Shah." People need to realize the Chaos Masters are only involved in one thing. How do they maintain power and control and prescience even if much of the population starves to death or dies in a war? They could care less, yep. Couldn't they?
That's so true. But in addition, you have the Russian factor, which is sometimes overlooked. People don't realize that a former KGB agent, Yevgeny Primakov, was very active and very effective in the Middle East, not only in the Arab world, but also with Iran, in the Persian world.
Right.
And as a result of the activity that has been established over several decades now, you also have a Russian factor or a Russian element to deal with. So we can't rule out the Kremlin manipulating the situation any more than the British, French, or any other foreign power like China. As a result, I personally tend to think that the Kremlin, and more specifically Vladimir Putin, is manipulating the U.S. at this time to distract.
I'll tell you the reason why I suspect he's doing that. Because I have not only regular but classified contacts inside the Pentagon, Homeland Security, and CENTCOM, but God gives me, you know, supernatural visions and dreams. And I put out last year information, which I updated a year and a half ago, and I updated just a month ago, my missile defense information, all in the laser and interferometry, on top of a very major PowerPoint presentation on upgrading all of our missile defense systems, all of them. So you watch my YouTube, you can see that for about an hour and a half long, but it's got everything in it. I really believe that Putin is scared out of his Russian dacha, that Trump, if he gets reelected, will finish missile defense systems, and then any of the power that Russia has, and its only power that it can project, is through long-range intercontinental missiles that can deliver nuclear weapons or biological weapons or space-based satellite systems. And once that basically has been castrated, he's got no power. And the only power left is financial. And the same thing with China. China's weaponizing the China Sea. And we don't have a nuclear treaty with China. China should realize, play ball with America financially. Do not try to start thinking you can build a giant army and you're going to take on America. It's just not going to happen. I mean, let me lay out what a war with America will be like in, say, 2 years or 1 year. You will not have a line of troops. You will have a line of drones and a robot warriors standing 30 feet tall. You'll have hypersonic cruise missiles and remote, not only naval vehicles that have no crew on them but are robotic. And you'll have space-based weapons aimed at you with rods from God, gamma ray weapons, and scalar weapons that can set up super earthquakes, super storms that can freeze you at 300 degrees below zero, like the ones that happen the day after tomorrow. All of these things arrayed against you and you're going to take on America. Things that can literally have directed energy weapons can scramble your DNA to 1,000 miles. Do you really want to take on America, fools? That's why what we do is pray for the soul of America, because America is the beast. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented formula for 5-methylfolate, as herbs, ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back anytime between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium-magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroperoxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex Power C Plus and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
Welcome back. So, you know, basically, we have freedom of speech here in America, but I want people to understand this. And we talked about this in the last hour with Ken Klein. The spirit of prophecy is to prepare yourself spiritually for God, and it's going to come in like a flood. It'll be like King Nebuchadnezzar when in Farzi on the side wall of, well, they're having supper that night, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Peres, which is in Farzi, a prophecy against the king of Babylon. Your kingdom has been held in balance, and tonight you shall die. And then what happened is the Red River was low in its ebb below the gate. Persians came through the waterway and actually invaded the city from inside. And it didn't take them long to actually capture the king and all of his staff and so on. The same thing is going on in America. We have corruption at an unbelievable level. They're running the drug cartels, the human trade, and the organ trade, run here in America. We have corruption, which is fast and furious, working with the drug cartels, which is the Assad. The Assad, by the way, in these global agencies like CFR and the Bilderbergers and Trilateral, and the World Health Organization run the world order. The United Nations, which is birthed by in a slaughterhouse yard in New York City, is the shadow of the British Empire, which is a British-American empire. What we have right now is we have the Eighth Kingdom actually in operation, and we're really close. I mean, we could have a disaster tomorrow where there's a nuclear exchange where Venezuela decides to fire off a nuke against us and hit us with an EMP weapon from Russia, and we counterattack and hit Russia, and there's biological weapons flying everywhere, and the State of Israel is to a great extent destroyed by nukes from Iran, and Israel destroys every Muslim nation within 10,000 miles. People can't see that this could happen tomorrow. You don't have to have a lot of warning sign before all hell breaks loose, do you? But the thing is, we're moving toward AI, and the launch today of Libra by Facebook. And by the way, remember Facebook and Zuckerberg were directly recruited by the NSA from MIT, and the Intel agencies completed a project conceived by the Thule Society, that was this occultic society in Nazi Germany that was transplanted to America to create the OSS and later the CIA and NSA, and was completed by George Bush Sr. in 1982, called the Omega Project, to link all the intel agencies on the earth to create a new world order. That's why 10 years to the day, George Bush Sr. announced the new world order 10 years to the day before the actual demolition of the World Trade Center tower. Now, you don't hear Trump talking about demolition, but because I knew about the demolition of the Oklahoma City Murrah building and the same technology was used in the World Trade Center, I got fired in death threats. Now, Deagle's still drawing breath because God wants me alive on earth, to tell you the truth.
Yes.
But you're not going to hear this anywhere else except on my show. And soon we're going to be on more networks. We're trying to get on other networks, like we want to get on CRN. And we have Hour 1 and 2 on our program over on Red Sea Talk Radio and Revolution Radio. You're not going to hear this on Fox or CNN or MSNBC or some other, you know, NBC radio or anything else. You're not going to hear it. And the problem is the beast empire, the beast nation, the one that's going to force the whole new world order on the planet, is us. We're the beast. America has this duality of character. We're only the daughter of Zion, which means we have a lot of people who want to be Christians. But they have a form of godliness without a relationship with God. They don't have a prayerful relationship. They think if it gets bad enough, they do enough good works, their sins are washed away. Your sins are only washed away by God. You cannot forgive yourself. This idea that enough good works will do it, the same way as enough good works of your nation, if you're also creating chaos. Look at the PNAC documents. People want to agree and think, well, Dr. Deagle, you're foolish, and said, just read, okay? Read the Project for New American Century, people like Mr. Bolton. I call him Lightning Bolton. John R. Bolton, these monsters, these warmongering, demonic maniac, high-level masons, are the chaos masters of the Middle East. You don't understand that we, America, is the beast. If you look from space, you can see the head of the beast dragon is Alaska, and the body and the stomach is America, is California. where a lot of these damned special weapons and technology is being developed. People don't understand that if anybody comes against us, they will die so fast they can't even imagine it. And the problem is, financially, the thing that's greatest terror to me is AI. The beast system, which is coming, which was prophesied, said they shall create an image of the beast. The image of the beast is coming into focus. It's the intel agencies. It's Project Omega. It's Five Eyes that actually persecuted Trump. It's the Facebook coming on with Libra. It's the idea of an Internet of Things where you are one of those things. It's the idea that this is all controlled by our supercomputers that control every population on Earth. And the people want to look out and some other nation doing it to us. No, we're doing it to everyone. And they don't want to get it, do they?
No. And in October of 2020, Dr. Deagle, the Real ID card is basically going to be required, or a passport to board a plane, just even on a domestic flight.
And who put this forward was the United Nations, and the put this forward. Again, remember, United Nations in a slaughterhouse land area given by the Rothschilds to build the UN buildings, and the United Nations is a proxy of the British Empire, the ghost of the empire, totally supported by America, even though we pay a lot of the money for it, which is ridiculous, and we're always in disagreement with it. It still exists. Why? Why don't we just pull out of it? Why don't we pull out of the international trade treaties that literally are doing things that are wrong? No, I agree with free trade and fair trade and getting rid of tariffs, which Trump is trying to do. But what I see happening is even the USMCA treaty that replaces NAFTA is creating Zone 3 of the World Trade System, conceived in 1973 in the Foreign Affairs Journal called the Council on Foreign Relations, fall of 1973, which is 10 kings that will give their power to the beast for 1 hour. Guess what? We're Zone 3 of that beast system. And when the USMCA gets finalized after Trump gets reelected, and he gets China and Russia cowed, because they will be cowed. China's going to cave here in the next year or so, especially if he gets reelected. It's over. And people don't understand that the second term of Trump will further solidify the New World Order as America's prescient control over finances, artificial intelligence, and control of military and space command. And once we have missile defense, which we will have by the second term of Trump, no one will in their right mind even think about attacking America. People don't get at that point, they don't want to see America as being the beast, do they? They don't want to see us as being both a righteous nation and an evil as hell nation. They don't want to see that duality, do they?
No. But regarding the evil aspect, people do not understand what the ID card actually entails.
Let's get into it. Let's go into this ID card, because it has biometrics. It has lots. Go through it. Let's go through it.
Well, for example, all of your data, which is embedded in that ID card, can be scanned by scanners very easily. All of your that information can be stolen with any individual that has access to one of the scanners, and people don't realize that. Basically, you are giving up all of your individual freedom, and you're going to be monitored very closely from space, and as a result, you are just a person living and existing at the will of the powers to be.
Yeah, let me use the term that was at the Virtual World Project. They referred to every person as the first and second world as a node. And I visited Oak Ridge, Tennessee, at the Oak Ridge National Labs for creating the DNA biochip. And in 1999, when I traveled there, they showed me the 42-cent DNA biochip that with a hundredth of a drop of blood, they can determine who you were from any other individual on Earth. And there's 3 6-digit opening code number to your biometric ID to indicate your tissue type for transplantation of organs. Now, they came out today, and they mentioned how China is persecuting their people and tissue typing them, and when their tissue type comes up in a Laodai camp, they transplant the organs and whip them out of them and then charge the family for the bullets where they killed their relative in the Laodai prison camp in China. Now, you got to understand, this ID system was conceived in America. This ID system is tied to the world financial system. So when we look at Libra, which is an arm of Facebook, which is a tentacle of the No Such Agency, the NSA, or the global agencies called Five Eyes, which is Britain, America, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, which is just the head of the beast system, which is all intel agencies, Brazilian security, Russian KGB, GRU, Chinese security. If you're a high enough level Mason, you understand all of this, that all the agencies at the top are linked. And it doesn't matter what religion they are, including transhumanists. They all don't care what holy book you worship, whether it's the Bhagavad Gita, the Urantia book, the Book of the Dead, Book of Transhumanism with Ray Kurzweil. It doesn't matter, okay? It doesn't matter. People don't understand this. They do not understand the fact that religion is a shadow and a mask for the evil that's going on behind it, of whatever group, whether it's Catholics, Christians, Jews, transhumanists, Muslims, or whatever. And what's going on is the beast system's primary projecting power is America. America is scary. People don't understand this. They do not understand that we are not only, we have to evangelize people to start turning back to God personally. Look at our election. All the Democrats want to have infanticide. They want open borders. That's because the New World Order wants open borders. They want to dissolve the nation state into 10 trade zones. They want everybody part of the Internet of Things, or you as a person, are no longer a personal autonomous person, but you're controlled by things like this Libra and this world ID system set up by the United Nations and America and the New World Order and the British to control everybody's currency on Earth. And if you don't think China and Russia and everybody is going to kowtow to this, you're a fool. And I believe that by the second term of Trump, because he's going to get reelected, the Democrats are blowing it. In fact, I got a comedian on next week that did a song, a video for 1 minute, 37 seconds, of what all the candidates, the Democrats are fools. I mean, if they wanted to convince anybody, have a plan that works and don't try to kill babies and have rational things that actually allow merit-based immigration and control things. They don't want that. They're fools. And Trump is a fool because he's got bad people around him. At least he has enough sense to realize, oh, maybe somebody else did this in the straight, maybe even one of our agencies like the SAD decided it was a good idea to take some bombs and hit these tankers, like the one where the Japanese prime minister was meeting with the mullahs, at the same freaking moment, and decide to actually trigger off a great big war. I mean, Trump has got a few clues, and his head tells us, there's something wrong here, you know? And when you put it out in your letter, and you sent it to him, and I said it on the shows, which is converted to YouTube video, and people need to realize, oh, maybe we're being manipulated into a great big freaking conflict because somebody's going to benefit, i.e. primarily, and I would say at this point, the Russians. They're scared out of their freaking mind that if Trump gets missile defense in the next 3 or 4 years, they're screwed and tattooed because the Russians have had prophecies about the end of the age up to 500 years ago. Did you know that? The Russian Orthodox pastors have had prophecies going back 500 years that would be Rush or Russia, even after going through communism, to be one of the things to stop or cut short those days of destruction. Did you know that? Yes, 500 years ago, those prophecies were there at the time of Peter the Great. People don't know this. They don't realize Russia is an end-time country, and they're not necessarily on the bad side. They're on the side of unveiling the fact that the beast is us. People don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear, oh, Dr. Deagle, you shouldn't say that America is doing great evil. I said, we are the center point of it now. Now with the death of the British Empire after World War I and II, it's America that enforces the order in the world. We have over 700 bases around the world. China has like 2 or 3. Russia's got nothing, except this base in Tartus. I mean, when you look at America, it's freaking ridiculous. Yeah, and Large Shield Island. When you actually look at America, it's like, ooh. And if you knew what I knew about classified weapon systems, these other countries have no freaking clue what they'll be facing if they start a conflict. They got no clue. And it's not just, you know, nuclear or geoclimatic or weather warfare. We can trigger off earthquakes. I happen to know from my classified sources that about 6 years ago, we used our torsion field gravitonic imaging through the Earth to see a giant underground base being built in western China near the Uyghurs. And guess what? We hit it with a geotectonic space-based weapon. You could see the clouds starting to change colors because we're charging up the tectonic plates to cause a superquake and killed 250,000 people, including 80,000 Chinese kids. Did you know that? We did it. Do you think that these other nations have any freaking clue exactly how dangerous America is? And the British? Do they have any clue? I don't think so.
No.
No.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so. And Mr. Putin, realizes that's why if he doesn't start a conflict now, he's got a narrow window of opportunity to take on America, and that window is closing, isn't it? So if you're listening, Trump, that's what they're trying to do. They want to manipulate you into a war now because they know they won't be able to take you on later.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
So, John W., I want you to kind of amplify on this about what's going on with the ID. Amplify on the fact, and I mentioned this last hour, I've been saying this for years. In fact, I just got a call from Wendy, who was at the Granada Forum years ago. She has a show in Revolution, and in mid-July I'll be doing a show there early in the morning from 9 to 11 Pacific. But a lot of people have a lot of opinions that are not based on facts. If I say something, it's based on facts. You're a genius of geography and history, and you realize that Deagle knows a lot of stuff that parallels with what you know, and you're one of the few and only people that actually knows this stuff, which is why you knew about the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis in 1987, and you confirmed that we have not only Punta Huerta, but Nicaragua and La Archila Island. I believe the Russians are doing this out of a form of panically paranoia. And the Russians basically know that even the Russian Revolution was put forward by the Jesuits and by the British, who actually created the disaster of the... And most people don't realize, you know, I took care of Canadian troops who actually marched into St. Petersburg, which was later converted to Leningrad, and actually held the city for 6 months before the weapons that came from Virginia were shipped to the Bolsheviks to take over and to kill religious Jews and religious Russian Orthodox ministers and any dissidents who were opposing the atheistic Jews that were directly collaborating with the Jesuits to do with the British will, which is to bring about the Bolshevik Revolution. People all know the same thing happened in China. Mao Zedong was brought forth by the British. They did the revolution. They had America supplying even the weapons to Mao to kill his own citizens. Up to a number of pogroms, they estimate it could be as high as 100 million. So people don't understand that if I say something, damn it, unfortunately, it's real. And it makes me sick to my stomach what I know, because I won't tell you everything I know. But I can tell you, we're not going to have a 7-year warning period of things getting worse and worse. Things can get really bad really quickly. But people need to start having a relationship with God, number one. They need to be prepped up with personal protection and food, which is why we have our legacy food. They need to have an ability to be in touch with their neighbors and be prepared to deal with power outages. They need to be prepared for the fact that your government's not going to be there for you if you need an EMT, or you better learn basic life support, basic trauma life support, and have bandages and things to take care of minor trauma or major stuff. They need to be ready for the fact that our nation is doing things to other nations, including financial, that is very predatory. And it's not surprising that even Muslims who are not totally clueless realize in some ways we are the great Satan. But people don't want to get this, do they?
No.
They want to live in the delusion that America is always righteous. No, America does a lot of great good. We do more humanitarian missions to 90% of the world than anybody else, but we also do a lot of evil. We do both. We do both.
Yeah.
That's what's really bad about it. We are both the best nation on earth and the worst. That's what's scary to me. We are both.
Yes, we are. And during the second Bush administration with George W. Bush, it wasn't one of the more conspicuous departments like the Department of State or Department of Defense, but rather Department of Commerce, which was able to hire many former and current of that time, KGB agents to act as consultants to develop the so-called real ID card. Now, this is
right.
back in the year 2005.
Right.
This took place, which brought about the Real ID Act of 2005, which, through the effort of a few of us, was defeated because it required the approval of the majority of the states rather than the federal government.
Right.
And people don't realize that if at that time it had been enacted, the executive branch of our government would have more power than what Joseph Stalin had in the former Soviet Union or Hitler in Nazi Germany.
The last year of George Bush Jr., he passed Presidential Directive 51. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Right. And Presidential Directive 51 passed a lot of the presidential power to the SAD, or Special Activity Division of the CIA, to control not only military and space defense, but also international system of intel through the Project Omega, which is our NSA, CIA, and connection with every other agency on Earth. The states of Israel and Saudi Arabia are controlled by SAD, as well as the amalgam of the superstate called Europe. People don't understand that a lot of the presidential power has been handed over to the SAD to run independent of the president. So the president's always running opposition to people inside his own government who don't even give him full access to information like weather defense command systems. For example, why are superstorms striking Earth over and over again in the Midwestern states? How are the 1,000 acres underwater? It's because Trump doesn't know we have weather defense systems. He doesn't know that we should have missile defense systems, and if we do have space-based weapons, the Russians and Chinese are trying to get missile-killing satellites and satellite-based weapon systems to try to counteract us. And honestly, to God, people don't understand this. The Trump, to some extent, although he's trying to do the best job he can, he's got bad advisors around him. He thinks he has a full menu. He thinks he has a full menu of truth, and he's deluded to think he's a genius because he's good at business, but he's not a genius knowing all of the things like missile defense, biological weapons, AI, or anything else. He doesn't understand that the beast system itself is happening right under his nose, including Mick Mulvaney pushing 5G network, which is the final layer of the things like Libra or the national world ID system, which every country on Earth now is compliant with. Doesn't matter if it's Kenya, North Korea, whatever. Everybody is being compliant with this world ID system. It's scary as hell, and people don't realize the New World Order is happening under our nose. And next year, with the election, it's going to happen. Right before Election Day, a month before, the World ID comes in place. And if you don't have a world-compliant passport or ID card, you're not going to fly anywhere. Amazing, eh?
Yeah. Unless you have a passport.
But it has to be the right kind of passport, too.
Yes. What people have no idea is that things are going to change drastically in that very short period of time. You think you have individual rights now. Well, you'll have zilch by that time. Everything about you will be monitored. People don't realize that all your biological activity, all of your financial activity is going to be monitored.
Well, that's why they want to bring in national health care. I guarantee you, the real big issue of this election, and if Trump's going to do it, he's going to unveil his health plan, is total health care surveillance. I met, after I took over the International Conference for the Prophecy Club in the fall of 1998, I took over this conference in downtown Denver at the old church for, which was Catherine Coleman's old church, basically where she had international conferences. And one guy met me afterward from the from Lockheed Martin, and he brought actually 700-page document that showed me how they were going to implement the New World Order through the NSA. He gave it to me in 1998. Big freaking document. And he said, until we get national health care in America and total surveillance and control of the public through health care, we can't implement the full New World Order. Same thing with this national ID. So that you guarantee the real big issue of next year won't be about just economy or trade or borders. It'll be, is the nanny state going to have total surveillance and control of you right to the moment of your death? And that's why when they bring in health care, it won't be, well, we got health care and everybody gets guaranteed to be able to get their pills at a reasonable price and get to see the doctor quickly. It'll be, your doctor will be a white-coated spitznaz officer, just like in California, asking questions about does your husband or your daddy have guns and where does he keep them. It'll be everything. Like if you're going to be forced vaccinated, for example, right now, Gavin Newsom, the new governor of California, is doing some minor modifications to give exclusions for vaccines. If you don't take the vaccines, you won't be able to go into a public building or go into a public place. People say, oh, no, that won't happen. I say, look, when you get nationalized, socialized, communist, totalitarian health care put in by either the demon rats or some kind of system where the insurance carriers are going to be forced to actually comply to some level of surveillance control, because remember, the government has to have total control of health care to bring in the new world order. It can't happen other ways. I know this is a fact. It is already, believe it or not, people don't know this in Mexico and Canada, so even the USMCA treaty, which harmonizes our health care systems and so on, and our travel and our social security, etc., is actually setting up a trade zone where we are becoming an amalgam. Although we're three separate nations, we're one trade zone. People don't know that this is set up, so there's 10 trade zones of the world. There's no longer nation states. The nation states are going to disappear with this ID system, aren't they?
Yes, and we are going to end up with a supranational government. That means that like the United Nations is a supranational government, NAFTA.
It's already existed for years, though. The supranational government's already existed, and the reason why it's already existed they've been building it since the League of Nations and the United Nations, and since 9/11. 9/11 was an inside job to set up the framework to build a new world order. That's why 10 years to the day, George Bush Sr. announced it to the day they demolished the building, with the security officer in the building being George Bush Sr.'s son and the brother of George Bush Jr., the president at the time, was reading a book upside down of a pet goat in Florida at a grammar school. People don't know this stuff. They say, oh, Dr. Deagle, how do you say that? I'm thinking, because I think really fast, I have a photographic memory, and I'm going to tell the truth even if it gets me killed, because I will die for the Lord. And the truth.
Yes. And actually, everything you've said is true, Dr. Deagle.
It's scary, isn't it? Scary. And the problem is, people don't realize the enemy is us. The beast is us. Even while Donald Trump is doing good things, he's marching us toward the New World Order and the amalgam of these treaties, which he's working on with Russia and China and Iran. He's marching us toward the 5G network and genetically modified food that's toxic. I call the food of famine. He's marching us toward toxic recycled water rather than primary water. He's marching us towards a situation where he's pro-life. I agree with that. That's great. He's pro-life. But actually, we look at the Democrats. They're so far gone that no one rational could vote for them. I mean, none of them. They're ridiculous. I have a lady coming on next week on Friday. That's a songwriter, and she's got a real funny video, Karen Javits Sokolov, talking about this next Friday, not this Friday, but next Friday. And what people don't understand is nowhere in the news, except on this show, do I say the beast is us.
Right.
And even when we have politicians, I support Trump. I sent him another thing on his birthday last week, and I want to get to talk to the man. He needs a mano-a-mano talk with people like you and me that are Christians, that are I received a word of wisdom from the Most High God and want him to repent of letting things under his nose go forward like 5G network. Thank God today you announced that he had enough sense to realize something smelly is going on here, that these tankers are being hit in the Gulf of Oman. Somebody's trying to precipitate a great big freaking conflict. It's my suspicion.
Absolutely.
It's Russia primarily. It's my feeling. Russia's terrified. Russia's terrified of us. And then you know what? If I was a Russian, I'd be terrified, too. They should be justifiably terrified. So should the Chinese. These people don't get it. They're dealing with the beast, and the beast is us. Scary, hey?
Yeah, very scary.
Thank you, Lord. Give us presence of mind, and may we get close to you in spirit.